You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Tropical Storm Nicholas hit the Texas coast as a hurricane, bringing the threat of up to 20 inches of rainfall to parts of the Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm made landfall on the eastern part of the Matagorda Peninsula and was soon downgraded to a tropical storm. Nicholas is pushing through Houston, Texas, with maximum winds of 60 miles per hour, moving slowly to the north-northeast along the Texas-Louisiana coastal region. The storm could also cause life-threatening flash floods across the Deep South. The biggest unknown about Nicholas is just how much rainfall it will produce in Texas, especially around flood-prone Houston. The same holds true for Louisiana, as weather forecasters expect Nicholas to track through lower East Texas and continue through southwest and lower central Louisiana as it heads to the northeast. Although downgraded from hurricane status, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says people need to take Nicholas seriously.
And so we're asking people to take this seriously. Remember that it doesn't take a named storm, much less a hurricane, in order to produce tremendous rainfall.
Lower and central Louisiana are expected to receive heavy rainfall amounts. A little while ago, Ken Graham, director for the National Hurricane Center, gave an update explaining the weather dynamics for people living in these regions.
There are pockets that are going to see 15 to 20 inches of rain. And if you think about the slow movement, we talked about the movement, I'll move it like that. That means you still have those rain bands along and out ahead of it. So that rain, the heaviest rain, can stretch from the Mississippi coast back through Metro New Orleans, Baton Rouge, back through Lake Charles, Beaumont. Any one of these areas could see that significant amount of rain.
According to a statement from the White House, President Joe Biden declared an emergency for Louisiana and has ordered federal assistance for local responders because of the effects of Nicholas. Nicholas was the 14th named storm of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. Stay tuned to Red River Radio for weather updates as we will be monitoring Tropical Storm Nicholas throughout the day. This is Red River Radio.